capable of just nailing down with words exactly who God is. Words just can't do it. God is too different from us, too beyond us. In fact, there's really only one way that we can have any understanding of God at all, and that's through revelation. It's because God has chosen to reveal God's self to us. If God had not decided to interact with humans, we wouldn't have a clue. But he did, many times, different times in many different ways and many different places. For thousands upon thousands of years, God has chosen to enter into human history, choosing to show up in our lives. And God has chosen to care about us. God has revealed the deepest part of himself to us by breaking into our world in the person of Jesus Christ. We can know who God is because we can see who Jesus is. The creator of the universe has chosen to reveal himself to us. God has loved us since the beginning of time, and God will keep on loving us right through to the end and even beyond. Our human brains are limited. There's only so much that we can learn and comprehend. But God has kept on being involved with us, kept on interacting with us from generation to generation, over and over, down through the centuries. And even today, God still is doing that, right here, right now. Psalm 136 repeats its most important line over and over and over again. For his steadfast love endures forever. That word translated as steadfast love is significant. The actual word in Hebrew is something like chesed. I don't know if I pronounced that right. There's no actual English translation for it. It means loving kindness, trustworthiness, faithfulness. It means love, but it refers to a love within the context of a promise, almost like love within a marriage. It's a promise kind of a love. In the covenants that God made with the people of Israel, God declares this chesed love. It's a love that means commitment. That means loyalty. God commits himself to loving the people of Israel forever. And then through Jesus, God invites all people everywhere to join in that love. The good news of the gospel is that God's special relationship with Israel has opened up to include everyone through Jesus Christ. All of the people of the earth, everywhere, everybody, is invited to come and taste God's chesed love for themselves. God's love endures forever. It includes everyone. And it's bigger than any of us can even imagine. God has shown us what it looks like to live out our lives according to that kind of love. There's nothing we can do to earn it or deserve it. And there's nothing we can ever do to make it go away. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves unworthy of it, because it's not about that. It's about God just choosing to just love us. Unconditionally. It's a love that's just bigger than we are. And so all we can really do at the end of the day is respond to it, accept it, and receive it. We can give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let's pray together. God, thank you that your steadfast love endures forever. Thank you that your steadfast love is for us. You are loyal to us, God. You choose to love us no matter what we do. Thank you that there's nothing we can ever do to be unworthy of your love. There's nothing we can ever do to make it go away or to make you stop loving us, because your love is bigger than us. Thank you that no matter what we feel like, if we feel down, if we feel sad, if we feel alone, your love is still there for us. Thank you that in our darkest days and our weakest moments, your love is there, holding us, keeping us steady. Thank you, God, that even though everything around us changes, and sometimes it feels like everything is falling apart, your love remains. You're there for us no matter what. God, we give thanks and praise for your steadfast love that endures forever. Thank you that your love is for us. In Jesus' name, amen.